access memory wants you to come again. No, don't say goodbye. Don't say goodbye. I saw my therapist, she thinks you are my magic sin. Oh, maybe she's.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Urban League of Portland Career Connections Job Fair on Tuesday, April 2nd at 10 a.m. at the Lloyd Center Mall in Portland. The Urban League of Portland Career Connections Job Fair features government, nonprofit, and private sector employers from around the Pacific Northwest who are looking for employees. Again, that's the Urban League Career Connections Job Fair on Tuesday, April 2nd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Lloyd Center Mall in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Challenging the Both Sides Narrative, Difference Between Fascist and Antifa Movements in the Trump Era, on Thursday, April 4th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Cider Riot in Portland. Challenging the Both Sides Narrative is a talk by Dr. Stanislav Vysotsky. This talk will provide an overview of contemporary fascist and anti-fascist movements with a focus on the key differences between them. Again, that's Challenging the Both Sides Narrative, Difference Between Fascist and Antifa Movements in the Trump Era, on Thursday, April 4th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Cider Riot, 807 Northeast Cooch Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon, bridging the gap between prisons, prisoners, and the community. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
And now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary. But my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky. When you got a subject and a predicate, add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sets. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic.
Yes, 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 we back. It's another wonderful Tuesday at KBOO Community Radio. This is the Calculated Conversation Radio Show.
Yes, sir.
You got your host David and Ken definitely back in the house.
Yeah.
For 55 weeks straight. And we,
yeah. There was a bye week in there.
I know. That's why I stuttered right there. One week we didn't show up. We was at the barbecue, man. You know, but yeah, we back. And again, we grateful for all the listeners, all the support, everybody that, you know, send us, you know, the kudos, and everybody that share and, you know, and give us their thanks. You know, it all means a lot. And, you know, we definitely want to keep it going and make sure we connect with more and more people. So don't forget to, you know, share the socials if you get a chance. We on Calculated Conversation Radio at Facebook. And then on IG, Calculated Conversation. Mm-hmm. And Twitter, we at Calculated Talk. Mm-hmm. The website is www.calculatedconversation.com. Mm-hmm. YouTube, Calculated Conversation. So just like Ken said, Calculated Conversation everything.
Calculated
Conversation everything, man. So, yeah, we in the house. We in the house. Everything good, bro?
Yeah, man. This has been a cool little few days. I was talking to you right off air of... Carmen being up on spring break, so I took her up to Seattle. So she up there, so I got a few days of not having any kind of routine, which is great.
That's dope.
I realized though I'm trash. Like there's part of having her to keep a certain part of structure in my day to day, because I think I ate noodles. I got some chicken thawing out, but I ain't touched it. Ain't no dinner needing to be made. I think I ate popcorn for dinner yesterday. Popcorn for dinner Sunday.
Right.
Couple energy drinks. A whole lot of water. I haven't had the water in the mix.
Right.
But it's just something about being able to not having to be on this. That's kind of dope. So that's been my run up.
Cool.
Wait. Right quick.
No tequila?
Minimal tequila. Minimal tequilas. Did you see Us?
I ain't seen it yet. I've been trying so hard. But
hold on.
You seen it?
Yeah. I went that first night. I was in there center solo.
Should I go see it?
Man, bro, please do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might have to go see it.
Like, and you may have to see it twice.
Right, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
I might have to go in there with my camera and just record it.
Get no, that rip.
Yeah. But so we back. Nothing, just just coming off of a fresh weekend. I had my birthday at Splash on Friday. Oh man, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Everybody came and showed out, man.
Jeez.
Yeah, the love was abundance, And I think it's moments like those that let me know how much people really pay attention and how much they do support.
Yeah.
Because people don't always say it, and a lot of people don't really want to come up to you and keep saying you're doing a good job, but when it's time to do something like that. They rather say it in person and show up to something instead of calling into the show or commenting on stuff I'm talking about. But some people don't want to be on Front Street like that.
Yeah.
I support you in private, man. Don't put me on blast, But yeah, it was amazing, man. It was super good vibes, man. I had a dope cake.
Yeah,
my birthday was like 2 weeks long, I feel like. I told him I might do another one next weekend, but now. Yeah,
run the whole month out.
Yeah, man. But, it was amazing, man. The vibes was great. It was great, So I'm definitely blessed, man. Energy keep me solid, man, And I just can't be more thankful for acknowledging it, And I think that's like my only gift is just acknowledging what's bigger than me.
Yeah.
And that I'm able to be moved by something else other than my own, intuitions personally, and my own personal feelings, knowing that it's bigger. And staying loyal to that, and letting it guide you throughout different areas of, success and expertise and people and society and just feeling all the love. And that's when that makes it way more easier to trust, way more easier, man. And so, and that, again, things don't always go right, but it's like when I let it out in my hands, I don't have to get too frustrated. Mm. Whatever they want me to do, whatever the vibes is pointing towards is the direction that I hit, and they always take you to the right place. Mm. And so it's easy to stay consistently happy and not have to fake like I'm happy, like I'm genuinely in an amazing place, right, man. And it just don't get no better,
So being that your Friday was so good, how was Saturday? Did you wake up regular?
Oh, Saturday. Saturday was a little bit more complicated, I had a slight, jingle bells in my head, slight ringing, but I made the best of it and got back in action. I'm just not gonna let nothing stop me from being who I am and staying consistent with that, and maintaining that power is enough to keep you super excited about just the fact that you're alive.
Right.
So most definitely
solid.
Yeah. And so, I got my boy Donnie in the building, man. Hey, say what's up. Is your mic on, man?
Should be.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, tell him about yourself a little bit, man, or just, your name and why you're here, man.
Okay. My name is Donald Birch, but I go by Donnie or Don, and I'm just here to just learn and observe, I believe I have a purpose in life, and everybody that I build relationships with or anybody I connect with or I meet is a part of that purpose.
Right.
And I believe that it's good to unlearn new unlearn and gain new habits.
Right,
you know,
right.
And I'm just here to grow and develop and to become what I am destined to become.
Right.
You know, so I love it.
That was a good job on your first interview, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Right.
Yeah, Donnie's like, he's like my, kind of like my little protege, man. Because I see that he's trying to tap in with the energy and tap in, you know, with the awareness, you know, and the vibes, you know. And, you know, it's like, I feel like it's my job to make sure that he gets a chance to feel that as much as possible.
Yeah.
And so when you see somebody that's open-minded to that, which is not often all the time, you kind of got to feed that, because you know that eventually he's going to be one of the people on this level. And so I want to make sure that he's around and sees what we're doing and where we at. And he came to my birthday dinner and felt all those vibes. And, you know, so it's keeping him excited about, you know, what he's doing and where he's going, right?
Yes, I appreciate it, David.
Man.
It's nothing but love, man. So
absolutely, bro. So, anyways, the phone number up here is 503-231-8187. Remember, you're listening to the Calculated Conversation Radio Show. We just create content, you know, just based on what's going on, you know, based on, you know, the idea of people understanding people and just connecting on deeper levels so that we can, you know, get to a better place as a community, you know, talk about some of those things as unsaid, you know, and also just making sure that we have the effect on people that we want to have on them, which is why we got to calculate, you know. And so we definitely are very conscious of the things that we say and the things that we do, and so that the bigger purpose is never lost and continues to be realized and shared and hopefully appreciate it out there.
Righteous.
So we appreciate you guys listening again. So so I think that one of the things I want to talk about, you know, a lot of things that I do talk about aren't necessarily issues that I have personally, you know, because I'm kind of in tune with myself. I'm going through something. I know what I need to do, you know, and it, even that's got to be strategic for me. Like, I'm not allowed to just get mad and go crazy. Like, you know, if I get frustrated at something, I still got to stop and think and calculate, because I still have to keep my mind on that purpose in the end that I'm shooting for. And I don't want to lose sight of that due to emotion or due to circumstances. So with that being said, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about relationships, you know, and not because it's affecting any of us, but just because I see it as something that it has a strong hold on people's mindsets in society. And I know people put a lot of value in it, you know, and I feel like a lot of people's definition of success in life in general is tied into having some kind of relationship. You know, I really do believe that, you know, and I think that when they think they failed at that or that that didn't work, I feel like that they think they're losing at life as a whole, you know, and at some point you got to be more realistic with relationships and how they work and, you know, and how they don't work, you know. And so, and I always just see people really frustrated about what people do for them, what people don't do for them, and, you know, what they're missing and, you know, what they wish they had, and, you know, putting so much into a situation and feeling like they get nothing back. You know, losing people they care about, you know, over things that, you know, are lacking in areas of communication and layers of respect and consideration and things like that. And so I think the main thing I wanted to say was, first of all, I really don't believe that most people in relationships actually know what they are. I'm a proponent of people being in relationships for reasons other than the one thing that's going to make it last, you know, which is more or less a genuine connection, you know, really kind of brought in through the mental, but then it's shared and travels down to the heart and to the emotions and then, you know, to the energy overall, you know, within people. So you can feel it from those angles. You can last in those kinds of situations.
Right, surrounding you.
And a lot of times people get into relationships due to circumstances that don't really hold enough weight, you know, such as because somebody has money or because somebody's attractive.
Right.
Or because somebody was at the grocery store the same time they was. You know what I mean? Or because they've known somebody their whole life. or even because they have kids.
That's where I was going.
And I know you was going there. You know, and so the point is, a lot of these things, you know, on the surface, they look like a great connection. When you go deeper, you realize they don't have enough power to withstand the normal trials and tribulations that relationships go through on a regular basis.
Right.
And so because of that, people are experiencing situations in which they are putting everything that they have in and they coming out empty handed. Mm-hmm. And so let's just go a little bit deeper into the idea of relationships. You know, I'm definitely have a chapter in my book on that. And instead of calling it relationships, I called it relating ships. I broke the word and I broke the word up in half.
Okay, yeah.
Because I want people to understand the different components of what that word even means.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, you got relate, meaning you have made an agreement to be in a ship with somebody where you have to relate. And by relating, you have to talk, you have to share information. You have to be considerate. You have to be able to communicate under some of the roughest circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be patient. You need to be concerned about the well-being of the person you're in a relationship with. If none of those prerequisites exist, it is very difficult to build a healthy union that you can be proud of and that you can feel like you're successful within your relationship. And a lot of people don't realize the importance of, especially the consideration aspect of it. And so I'm of the opinion that people getting into relationships are doing so for a lot of the wrong reasons. And when your reasons are not legitimate, your relationship is not legitimate. And you're not as considered as you should be, you know, because you're not really in love, you know, like you're supposed to be when you make that type of arrangement with another human being. And so you're not as considerate. And so what happens is people get into these relationships and they continue to do things that single people would do. They continue to think like a single person. They do things that only reflect the interest that they have at the moment. They totally forget that they literally sign sort of a verbal, mental, emotional contract with another human being, agreeing to make sure that I understand that everything that I do could possibly affect you. And so as I make these decisions, I'm gonna make sure that I'm being considerate of all parties involved. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
And so, and when you make decisions that aren't considerate of all parties involved, well, all parties involved aren't happy.
Right.
You understand?
Okay, yeah.
And then that's when the conversation has to take place, you know? And the conversation usually, if there's already that disconnection and that natural kind of, you know, that natural, I say, separation of consistency, you know, between people, then the conversation to solve a problem may not go too well because I don't consider you in the first place. So when we get into this conversation about what I'm doing wrong, I'm only going to look from my point of view.
Right.
Yeah, I never considered your point of view in the first place.
Right. Yes.
You know, and so the question is begged, why are you in this relationship if you're not willing to relate with anybody? You know, you got to do things that you don't feel like doing. There's sacrifice involved in that.
Right.
And what you do is you leave people bitter, you leave them broken, and you leave them untrusting of the opposite sex a lot of the times.
Right.
And this is how we get damaged people. And this is how we end up getting damaged children, you know, just damaged community. And this is how we end up in a community where relationships suffer because you rarely see ones that are genuinely and holy and full, you know?
Right. Yes.
And so we have to work on that. And if that's something that we're not prepared to do, then we need to stay out of them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Do not sign up with a contract to relate to someone and refuse to relate.
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
You know, if you signed a contract with a football team and you don't go out there and play football, you're going to get cut.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You understand?
Yes.
And so we have to, you know, be more conscious and realize what we're doing in a relationship. One of my good friends told me a few years ago that most of the people that are actually suitable daters aren't dating. And most of the people that aren't suitable are doing most of the dating.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Flip.
because this because they don't have certain standards that they abide by when it comes to selecting who you're going to date. They date people based off circumstances, based off just
swipe right.
You know, and those things do not last, man. And you know, and that's why if you, you know, like if you ever hear a song like this, is kind of one of my favorite you know, relations that I build on this subject is, okay, you know, New Edition got a song called "Can You Stand the Rain," and when I interpret that song, you know, and sing that for me.
There you go.
For the ones that don't know,
can you sing that? That's it. I was doing the dance moves. I ain't got the vocal.
Okay. So if anybody, so for y'all that can't see, he just threw his hands up, moved his head from left to right. But they do have a song called that, you know, and talking about somebody that's going to be there for them, that's going to be able to fight with them and get through certain things. And again, I use that reference because there's only one thing that's going to help you stand in the rain, and that's a really, really strong, powerful, and genuine, you know, mental connection with somebody. You know, if you don't have that, if you don't have that, you don't have anything that's going to protect you from the rain. And it always rains in relationships.
Right. Yes.
No relationship.
Say it again for the people in the back.
I forgot. That was the universe saying that. Now I got to think. But, you know, it's the point is, it's always going to rain, you know. Yeah. And the only thing that's going to protect you in that weather is a connection that's so strong and so mental that no matter what's going on in your situation, you guys always know that you still got to get to the same place together as a team.
Right.
So when it starts raining, the people that have relationships built off circumstances and everything else that don't matter, when it rains, they separate. Somebody keeps the umbrella. Somebody was running out in the rain with nothing to protect them, and they're the ones that are hurt.
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
Now, when you got a situation that's based off something real, a mental connection that serves as an umbrella for the both of you, when it starts raining, you guys grab each other's hand and you run through the rain together. And wherever you're going, you end up in the same place. And you be like, "Woo, that was tough, but we here."
Right.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
And if it's not that, you know, we have to refrain from, you know, engaging in these unions, and we have to protect our energy and protect our mindset and protect our heart, because when you don't, you it's easy to become bitter, it's easy to become skeptical of the opposite sex. It's easy to do these things when you've been doing the same thing over and over, because that's all you know.
Right, that's all you know.
You know, there are people alive right now that only know unhealthy situations. They don't, they've never seen nothing healthy. Their parents were unhealthy.
Right.
The person they got kids with aren't healthy. Their friends' relationships aren't healthy. And so it's to a point to where we starting to think unhealthy is normal.
Right.
And it's not.
Bada.
It's not normal. Bing. It's destructive.
Yes.
And it's toxic. You know, and it lasts through generations because it gets taught over and over again that this is okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay to marry a man for money. That's toxic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, that's because
that's taught, though. That's programming in so many forms.
Of, you know,
the knight in shining armor.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely, man. Yeah. And so, again, I just wanted to make sure that was clear, you know, that when we in these relationships, we have to relate. We have to be considerate. You understand that you are making a deal to where you have agreed to think for two people now when you make decisions in your life.
Yes.
How is this going to affect my wife?
Yeah.
How is this going to affect my husband? Most people don't have those thoughts. Until they get home and they get screamed at.
Yeah.
What were you doing? Did you just not think about her? I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking. Huh. And that's another point. All this I wasn't thinking, that's no longer legitimate. You cannot afford to not think in a relationship. It's too costly.
Yeah.
You can't afford to not think. You have to think. You have to calculate. A whole marriage is calculated. It should be to where are we going with this thing, and how are we going to do that together, and what are we going to do when we're not in each other's presence?
Right.
That's also still part of the calculation and part of the formula.
Yeah, it's a part of it's problem solving.
It's problem solving.
So,
and again, I'm glad you said that, because let's go deeper in problem solving.
Okay.
Now, if you don't have a real connection with somebody, you don't care about solving the problem.
Right.
Right. Yes.
Right.
That's the problem.
Yeah. That is. You feel me? Yeah.
And when you have that connection, you want to see them happy. You don't want them sad. You don't want them confused. You don't want them angry. You don't want them hurt.
Right.
You want them healthy. Yeah. You want them happy.
Right.
You want them smiling. You want them in the sunshine. And you want to be the one to play a role in that because you're connected to them. And you want to make sure that what you give them is happy vibes.
Oh, yeah.
And if they have a problem, you sit down with them and you solve it.
Right.
You know what? If I made you feel a certain way, I apologize. I would never want you to feel that way or be one of the people who played a role in making you feel that way. Right. What can we do as a team to make sure that we don't get to this point again?
Right.
I don't care who was wrong or who was right, and if I intended to do this or if I didn't, the fact is it was done and I hurt someone I cared about and I don't want to lose.
Righteous. Yeah. That goes back, that ties in, you know, in your intent and that impact.
Right.
And understanding that your intention versus the impact.
Right, right.
And once that impact is made, if it's different than what your intention was, then it's on you at that point to be able to step up and say, like, sheesh, all right, that didn't go as planned.
Right. So,
how do we move from here? And like you say, that connection being that base. You think of how a building gets built. They lay down rebar. They dig a hole. They lay rebar. Right.
Right.
So they're making sure when this building is coming up, the foundation is solid.
Exactly. Right? And it's all about process.
Right.
You know.
Right. It's everything layers takes to process. It.
Yeah. Exactly. There's layers to it. You know.
And there's people, I think, definitely jump in on the front end, crazy heavy.
Right.
Yeah. They didn't build that base right.
Right,
for how
right.
tall this building was supposed to get, right?
Right?
And so therefore, as soon as some rain,
right?
Exactly.
Then that tilts over. But the people with that foundation, even though it's sway, you think of like the Space Needle, it's built to sway.
Right.
You know, it's built for that. It's gonna stand tall. Yeah, it's gonna rock a bit, and that happens. But you gotta be able to come to the table and really put it out there. And I think it takes not only a person who was in the wrong to put that out there, but also the person who was wrong. If this person is really laying it on the table, and again, if it works, because you can forgive and still move on, right?
Mm-hmm. You don't have to necessarily
stay in that situation, but to be able to take that somebody is throwing it out, like, hey, this is what I got, and you know, kind of seeing how that evolves. But I think that we definitely, you know, needing to understand as a whole that being able to not just admit, because that's not a thing, but a genuine idea of, okay, this is a team, so we're gonna figure this out.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, with me saying that, let me make sure to throw the little asterisk that there's some things that I get you're not gonna keep going
right exactly.
You're not gonna keep rocking with, but if this is something in your mind that's worth it, this is something in your mind that you want to make sure goes to whatever level it needs to, then take a piece of what's being presented and see how that can really happen. Is that going to happen overnight? Like anything we talk about, everything is a process. You got to build that thing back up some. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. And as long as it's legitimate and it's genuine, then you can do that.
Right.
You know, and if it's not, if it's false, if it's based on, you know, changing circumstances, if it's based on which way the wind's going this morning, you're not going to be able to last, man, you know, through the normal trials and tribulations of bad weather in a relationship, you know. And so, and if somebody's not going to stand with you in the rain, I mean, I just don't want them in the sunshine either.
Right. Hey. Yeah, that's true.
You understand?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And so if anybody wants to call in, please, I know we got about a million people in relationships out there. And so 503-231-8187, please call in and give us your experience, your advice, how you feel about the topic, the subject, the show. How you feel about Donnie being in his first interview?
Right. Yeah. Hey, much love. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got any shots Donnie, you want to give out, man?
Oh yes, you know, shout out to my family, my mom, you know, my siblings, you know.
Okay.
Shout out to David Jefferson, of course. You know, course. He's such a great role model to me, and he has such leadership skills and characteristics that I thrive for.
Hey.
You know,
absolutely,
and. He reveals so much development through everybody he meets and connects with, and I think it's just amazing. So shout out to him, you know.
Yeah, you're looking, and bro. Then,
you know,
you're looking out,
right?
That's what we're here for. And so, but yeah, so you know, everybody just keep that in mind. You know, it's not gonna be easy. Every situation isn't the same, you know, but. you know, you got to keep authenticity at the forefront, you know. And I think where I'm at now, probably why I'm, you know, happy and thrilled and in a good space, because I don't get involved in any situation I'm not authentic about. You know, right. I'm just against it. Like, I tell people no all the time, you know. Girls want to date or they want to hang out, and I just don't feel the vibes. I let them know off top, no games. I don't feel your vibe. I don't rock like that.
Right.
You know, and I've already studied your energy, you know. And
right, yeah.
And I've seen your crazy post on social media.
There you go.
And, and I know that next thing is going to be about me. So, yeah. You know, and that's why energy is important, you know, because you also got to put out the things that you want to attract. Right. You know, and so many people put out this awkward, angry energy, and then they wonder why they keep going through what they're going through. And it's like, you're basically asking for it.
Right.
Please deliver me some people that actually enjoy anger. You know what I mean? That's kind of what it ends up being. Because because only people that is really going to be attracted to that is people who is cool with somebody acting angry, you know, and eventually it's going to reflect on them. It doesn't stop with you, you know what I mean? It's an internal thing. We all have to be aware of ourselves and our own triggers.
Yes.
And be able to handle that and maneuver that properly and direct it in the right place.
Right.
Not just at everybody.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and so obviously that's obviously one of my standards, you know, like how somebody would handle themselves socially, you know, verbally, you know, social media. All those things let me know kind of how you operate, how you think, and how you solve your problems. And what you do when you're frustrated, and, you know, and that's how you get to know people. What do they do when they're frustrated?
Right. Yes.
You know, that's a clear indication of what you're going to get, because it's always going to be something frustrating going on.
Typically. Right. Typically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something in that realm, and I was thinking about this over the past couple of weeks, and one of the things, going back to the intent and impact, but then also thinking, we talk transparency, right? Mm-hmm. And building that up in life. And I had a moment to myself of really kind of replaying me, right? And the idea of duality, right? And thinking about certain things of the way I've managed to compartmentalize things through life, along with keeping certain things separate. Like, there's always been a line between the street and home.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to being a kid. Like, I have 0 days of skipping school. Right. Mm-hmm. Through my whole gangs and everything, never skipped school. Right.
Straight up.
That would go home.
Straight up.
That would get back home in the house.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Leave off that street. Hey.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
And so that's something that I've realized has followed me. And that's a pattern that's been throughout. Right. Mm-hmm. And what that's done for me, at least what I've recognized, is home was always a place, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was away from everything.
Right.
Right. So even to this day, it's like home is not the everybody come through.
Right.
It's always been like its separate thing. And thinking of how my parents, the people, you know, that I really am there, it's typically reserved from out here.
Right.
Right. Right. And that's been the way. There's a lot of things that I've done in these streets and then came back home and it would never be known. Right. It's almost like a switch. Right. Walk through that door. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I got to get this is the other mode.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Let me change these clothes, take a shower because, I got to get that off my sleeve and wash these hands, put some lotion on these knuckles. You know what I mean?
Right.
So seeing how that works and being almost a automatic thing of that separation.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And also seeing where that can go backwards, where that can flip, and how that has in situations through my life, not just as far as relationships, but thinking work and, you know, these different spaces. And I think that light bulb kind of clicking and realizing, okay, this is definitely something since a child that's been running. Mm-hmm. And there's this piece of creating almost a safe space, right?
Right.
So this safe space away from everything that's out there, then I come back to this safe space where it's like, okay, now I can just breathe, right? It's I can turn it off and I just breathe. And coming into the now with everything going on, everything, you know, that's been progressing over these past few years as far as self, as far as building these, you know, things we've been building, it's been kind of interesting of trying to pull that back for the transparency. But again, how strong that hold is, the old,
right?
And that's where, you know, that conflict pops up. And I mean, I know you're a lot more refined than I am, you know, in the space. And I say this all the time because it's a lot of things of the pattern and the way in which I lived a lifestyle,
right?
Like, like really lived a lifestyle, right. And having some of these reminders. I think I took Karma up this weekend. I shot her up Friday, and so while I was up there, I happened to stop in on one of my partners, and you know, we sat down. Start talking. It was supposed to be a little 20-30 minute thing. Just grab a drink and then get back running around while I'm up there, right? Ended up being like a, you know, 2-3 hour situation. Right. And we kind of sat and start kind of just going over, right? 20s. What we was living, what we were doing, right? And also taking into account the people around us that were dropping off.
Right.
It's like,
wow. Yeah.
In almost regular rotation. And bringing the mortality to us, right? And taking into account how, with everything that was going on through all these years, kind of reliving all this thing, what did the one thing that we both had was this idea of home is separate from outside. That works in certain lifestyles, but when you're no longer living that lifestyle, that doesn't work the same way. Right,
right. Yeah.
And now we talk in relationships where you pull in the relationship aspect. You talk about, so there's many a situation where in previous lifestyle, inside the home knew nothing about outside.
Right.
I thought that was helping. Yeah. Right. So if anybody comes to ask questions, I've been in situations where questions got asked. They knew nothing about. They couldn't tell too much because they didn't know too much. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now that works again in a certain type of lifestyle, but when you kick that out. And outside doesn't know what's happening inside, or inside doesn't know what's happening outside, that can create issue.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if then the information from outside gets found inside, then it's like, what am I missing?
Mm-hmm.
What's not being... Yeah. And then also for yourself, where it's, you get this information, if it comes to you and a question gets asked or something, you have the info to be able to handle this conversation or this situation. You know what I mean? And so that was just one of them moments that kind of clicked, and me seeing a pattern in life of how that's been and how easy that's been, right? And seeing that, okay, that can work. It's that switch that's clicked on for so long, and I felt like for myself, keeping me alive, keeping me comfortable, mentally comfortable, because that's really what it is. It's it's softening my mental to be able to take away from some of what's happening out here and feeling like the weight of the world on the shoulder here and then slide over here, and it's like, oh, I can just let it off and be free.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Lay back and relax. But then coming to the now and understanding and having to reconfigure some of this stuff. Right.
Yeah.
Because I'm not in that same lifestyle, so therefore that same type of mentality coming into the new, that doesn't work.
Well, that's kind of like saying from tradition into transformation. That's what it is. Because tradition, like what me and David talked about, you know, tradition creates the comfort zone.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But transformation would call you out of it.
Righteous.
And to become for new growth, new development, new relationships, you know, new impact and new influences throughout the community and outside the community.
Righteous.
So, you know, that's where it's at, you know.
Oh, you're trying to be a host.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to.
Okay. Oh, you're trying to be a host.
My bad.
That's what's happening.
Okay. He came out the woodwork.
Oh, man.
Nah, I need him.
But but it's all truth, and it's that idea. And again, I'm always for that mirror being held up.
Right.
Well, I love getting shook up, even if it contradicts my idea and my thought. I got to remember that my reality is not your reality. Your reality,
right,
his reality, her reality.
Right.
So having to take some of that stuff back in, also understanding that I pride myself and have prided myself. I'm a guy. I can figure it out.
Right.
Anything, like whether it's building something, I got the tools. I can fix cars. I can. People say like, but can you build a house? Probably. I probably couldn't do the plumbing and stuff, but as far as putting the walls on, I probably can do most of that. Right. So if you want to take it there, yeah. So I can build a kitchen table.
Right. There you go.
But you know, taking that into this idea that being what I've identified myself, almost put the label, and that label has been put on me, and I've taken that in and kind of ran with that. And what that has done is with fixing, right, it's like this idea, like you look, okay, this is the situation. How can I, I got this, this, and this. How can I put these together to create this?
Right. Right? Yes, yeah.
That can work great in many situations, but it can also backfire.
Right.
Because if you're building up something like trying to shield feelings.
You're right, yeah.
So you're building something to shield feelings, which may end up backfiring with a ricochet.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah,
built up his game and crushed what was there to begin with. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's let me pull this down. I got hella high for no reason. it's just this idea that stepping back, realizing your own patterns, and this ties back into relationships, professional, romantic, whatever, right? It ties back in to picking up on the patterns. And if you're constantly in the same cycle, it's like, what are your patterns,
right?
And recognizing those and being realistic about them, right? And taking some of the feedback from the people around you that are actually going to be open and honest with you.
Right.
That's where, you know, the people that are going to, because for real, it's like some of the things that I've got hit with in my life that have been like, that was rough.
Yeah.
But then me being who I am, it's like sit back and be like, okay, that was rough for a reason. Right, usually I feel like when people give me something that's so intense that it almost seems like, whoa.
Right.
Yeah.
There's something to that.
Right.
So let me at least step back and try to see why they would see this as that.
Right. Yeah.
It's like are you attacking me or nah?
right, and that's what some things it may feel like, and I'm sure I'm the same way with certain people where it feels like this is an attack. I'm not attacking.
Right.
I'm giving you this, and this is coming from a place of sincerity.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you can either take that, and I'm not saying that you got to take anything somebody throws you. You got to take it and run with it. But it's at least worth analyzing and seeing if this is something that could be seen from outside of self.
Right.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Because we can only see. Bro. We got plenty of blind spots.
Many
of blind spots.
Yes,
people can recognize our patterns a lot better than we can most times.
That's so true. I've been called out like that, you know, of course, in the past many times. You know,
but if you take that in and realize that okay, that's something consistent, that's something that's thrown out, then okay, this is something definitely worth looking into.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
and you know, and to touch on that, man, like I mean, people ask me all the time, well, you know, how should I take it when someone's telling me this and telling me that? You know, like it sounds a little bit, you know, pushy, but you know, like, would you be offended? And I'm like, first thing is first, you have to decide, is this person actually for your growth or for your demise?
That's a big important factor. Yes,
you know what I mean. Yeah. And so you got to determine that first, and then that should make the answer pretty easy,
right?
You know, but you got to be comfortable with the mirror, you know. And I think the one thing that's, you know, stunt the growth of people is not being comfortable with a broken mirror, you know.
And it
can be tough, but you know, accountability is literally the best thing you can really do while you're alive, man.
Yeah.
Because accountability, it encourages you to make changes, because now you know it's on you.
Man.
Right. The world is not holding me back.
Yeah,
women are not holding me back.
Right.
You know, different races aren't holding me back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's me and my thinking and the energy I'm putting behind that was holding me back. If I got the power to think that and make it bad, then I probably got the power to retract and make it good.
Yes, there you go.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's something that we have to really be accountable for. So accountability is a major, major deal.
Yes, it is.
And again, we in a society that teaches us that being accountable is showing a sign of weakness. And that's precisely why people always deny accountability and place blame.
What about two? Then this is a curve, because I've ran into this a couple times in my life where you step up.
Yeah.
People don't even know what to do with that. When something gets thrown, you're like, yeah, take full ownership.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That almost throw people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's just an interesting moment, because it's like, where do you go? Where do you?
Right.
Most people are like, hey, well, hey,
I like that. And here's the thing. And I'm glad you said that, because that lets me go to another part of this whole, you know, this whole program, you know, which is basically, me personally, I'm gonna talk about me. I study society, I study people, you know, I create formulas and I acknowledge patterns, and I try to write ways to, you know, to repair all these things that are broken. And so my thing is, I'm not bringing up a problem without a solution attached. And so that's also part of, you know, being actually tuned in and trying to be productive as you're giving your opinion or your insight. So you know the problem, but you don't have a solution. So does that mean you just enjoy seeing somebody with problems and you just want to talk about it? Or do you have another route for them to take, you know, as opposed to, you know, just saying, well, you got issues and walking off. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And me personally, I don't acknowledge any issues without bringing a solution behind it.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, because I care about it on all angles.
You know,
I care about the end result, and there's no end result without solutions to, you like, you don't want to be a person that's identifying all these problems and just leaving it there.
And just leave it. Yeah, exactly.
You know, and so when I write, when we, like, this show to me is about solving problems.
Right.
I saw a problem in society. You know, I saw a problem within, you know, the community and people and awareness and communication, you know, and the lack of empathy. And I decided that if we put this show together, we would maybe be solving the problem.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
You know, and so, and that's why we're here. We're trying to solve problems, you know. We're not just talking about how bad it is.
Yeah.
We're talking about how good it can be.
Exactly.
You understand?
Yeah.
Right on point. You know, so it's just a matter of, you know, like, is somebody truly for you, or are they just happy that you in a bad position and they're not? And so you got to consider that, you know, and I try to be conscious of that when I'm giving advice and when I'm accepting it.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times people give me advice and they don't have any solutions for me. They don't, they just want me to come down off this, what they think is a pedestal of me thinking I know it all, which is not the truth.
It's not true though, yeah.
I have information, I'm just sharing and I'm just delivering. I'm just doing my job and I have to do that. You know, it's a universe thing. I don't create these problems and I don't even create all the solutions. They just come down from what society is giving you, and from, you know, my divine connection with the thing that's bigger than me.
Right, exactly.
And that's telling me, David, this is why you're here.
Yes, yeah.
If you see a problem, I need you to approach it this way. You need to tell people this. You need to talk about this on your show. I don't make all these subjects up. These are things that are going on and I'm forced to talk about.
Right.
I don't have relationship issues. I'm not in one.
Right, yeah.
You understand? Yep. But I got to talk about it because I know that this is part of what's going on in society.
Right, exactly.
You know, and so it ain't all about me no more.
Right.
And that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
When your work becomes no longer about you.
Yeah, it ain't about you. It's something higher.
It's about people. And when I share something, most likely it's not coming from me personally. Yeah.
Right.
You know, and that's something, that's something you got to learn how to separate. And that's difficult because I get passionate about it.
Right.
And they be like, wait, is you bucking up on me? And like, you know what I mean? It ain't even like that, bro.
That's where, like, you get the people who, I've seen this online where people is like, every meme I quit hitting me up about, I just thought this was funny or I thought this was relatable. And y'all think something serious, inboxing me, asking me if what's going on.
Right.
It's that same idea.
Right, yeah.
Right, not my life.
So before the show, I was asking you about the Eckhart Tolle. I don't know. It's his first name is spelled Eckhart, last name Tolle.
Uh-huh.
And he's got the power of now. And this kind of tied into this whole silence thing that I was talking about, just riding around and kind of being in. And you know, you talk about often about the voice in your head like that, then it gets going. And kind of what his whole deal is that voice, how is that separate from you? Like, why does it talk so much?
Right.
And it's typically not a good voice. It's typically telling you everything wrong. It's typically telling you this ain't gonna work.
Right.
This is,
yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And about how often that happens, and why is it that almost everybody's voice in the head works in that way?
Right.
So I came across him, actually, shout out Chrissy. She had gave me a heads up on it because he had a 3-part special with Oprah. And this is years ago, though. This is recent, right? And so with Oprah saying that this was her... she's bought this book so many times and has one in almost every room in her house, that this is probably the most impactful reading she's done in her life, or had the most impact on her life. And his whole idea is now, right? The past, you can't edit it. And how many of us get stuck on past, right? What we can do zero about.
Right.
We can be mad, we can be whatever, but why? Nothing's going to change about that.
Nothing's going to change,
The only thing having power in is the right now.
The now.
Right? Yeah. And taking time to actually be in the now. And part of that was silence. Taking that time out to be silent with yourself. right? And that can be meditation. That can be just riding in silence.
Right, right. It's important.
Right.
Peace.
Peace, yeah. Peace. Inner peace.
Because that voice, and he was like, this is the time to mute that. And he was talking about kind of training the self of being in silence, which I feel like is just the same thing as meditation,
right?
Where it's like muting that voice, being aware of actually what's around. And that means like the smells, the sounds, and being, getting yourself into a moment, right? Mm-hmm. Even with the future, the idea that you don't know, no matter what you're preparing for, you can't prepare. Not saying don't prep for the future, right? Make the decisions and stuff to set yourself up financially or whatever for the future. But understanding that things can change it. And again, that's something that's out of your control overall until you reach that point. And kind of just being right here and dealing in this space, how much you can center yourself regularly, how many things stop mattering. And a great, like, way to kind of take that in is like the idea of getting you know, some crazy news or something, and you got all these questions about before and what's gonna happen, as opposed to how are you right now, right? What's going on right now?
Yeah,
dealing in there. You can worry about all the extras later.
Right.
Yeah.
Or don't even worry about it. Don't even. But sticking into the now, and that's something that's you know, it's, I think I've talked about this episode way towards the beginning of that idea of me wanting to be more in the moment. And I know many more people who want to be right there, present, right when things are happening.
Right.
And not concerned about, okay, from here is there and then that and then that, putting all that together.
Right.
I know I'm a person to do that. I'm mapping out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There you go.
which works, you know, in some capacity, but.
Right.
It's not allowing you to be fully present.
Exactly.
You know, it's like going, taking a vacation, going to the beach with your family, but then taking your laptop to check a couple emails.
Right.
Like,
yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
You're not there. Don't be, you going to the beach, go to the beach.
Right.
You go
to
work, go to work.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Kind of having to separate those two. But I don't know. I'm just finding something in that and having to silence that voice. Even just since hearing that, it's like this joint going, we're like, what are you even talking about? Like, legit telling myself that out loud. What are you even talking about? When I'm catching it going left.
Right.
Right.
This shouldn't be the constant battle. But again, why is that voice in everybody's head and why is it doing something similar? That's, I don't know. I feel like that says something. Yeah. And if people, you know, no matter how good somebody is, no matter how nice, how caring, how genuine, you know what I mean?
Yes,
that plays in there.
Yeah, it does.
That plays in there. And being able to get to a point of where you're operating as far as just you, that voice isn't always challenging your decision. I think that's a lot of what you talk about to a certain extent. Whereas you're going along with the inner, you're not that. I feel like you may have gotten to a point of being able to silence that more. Not saying that it's gone, but that it's silenced more to be able to follow. And that voice is probably chasing as opposed
most
to
definitely.
Arguing.
Yeah. Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's got to go through, that voice got to go through a process of calculation with me, you know? And a lot of times it don't make sense. You know, and so, and that's my thing, you know? And so maybe it's more than one voice, you know? And you got to decide which one that you're going to listen to.
And see, I take it that it's this voice.
Oh,
this me talking right now is the actual voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for all of us, it's that voice. That's, this is you right now,
right?
As opposed to what's in here. This is replaying in your head, recycling. That's doing all that.
Yes.
This voice right here that I'm talking with is right now.
It's now.
This is my voice.
Now.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And that can alter. That can change.
Right.
That's dope.
Yeah, that's deep. that's good.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Definitely good to have these kind of conversations, though, man, because they just kind of spark the mind and make you go a little bit deeper, you know. And that's really the whole idea of the show. You know, it's really hard to go to any you know, any show and kind of hear this type of content, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's amazing. And you know, again, we appreciate all the listeners and everybody supporting the radio show. And we still haven't forgot about our anniversary party. We've both been busy. My birthday was 3 weeks long. And now that we off that, I say next Tuesday we'll have the time and date for sure about what we're going to do that. Because we want people to actually come out and vibe with us. Everybody's not going to call in and not going to say nothing on social media. But It'll mean a lot if you guys be interested in coming out and hanging out with us, and you know, we'll probably just, you know, talk about some highlights of the show, good mm-hmm. moments, tough moments.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, fun moments, some of our favorite guests or whatever. Right, we had right. a bunch of dope guests on here. You might be one of the best. Was you even?
Right, he just
came out of nowhere.
Oh, good.
Right.
Just popped up, you know.
Right. And so, again, our socials on Facebook, we had Calculated Conversation Radio Show, Twitter, Calculated Talk, IG at Calculated Conversation, Gmail, Calculated Conversation at Gmail, website, www.calculatedconversation, YouTube, Calculated. How many? That's 16 you got?
You said all the stuff.
You're like, dang.
I need to hire a robot to say that.
Like, get 20, that sound drop.
I need $10 an hour. But we just want to, you know, come in here and talk about things on our heart, and especially when it just relates to people, you know, and that's what the show is all about. You know, we know that we may have new listeners and you know, people probably tuning in and like, what's this show about? You know, and so we like to make sure we let you guys know it's Calculated Conversation, you know, and mm-hmm. the idea is to just kind of have conversation, you know, based on just the awareness and the ideas of just people that are alive, you know, and, you know, past, present, tense, you know, whatever. It's just we want to take it all in and figure out what it actually means, you know. And okay.
So with that, we got coming up next week.
Oh, next week. Yeah, we're going to have a special guest next week. It's going to be my guy, Third Twin. He has a group called Men Building Men. We're actually doing that this Saturday. Oh. You know, I wanted him to come in today, but you know, he was busy, and it was last notice. But he has a group he organizes out in the New Columbia area, in the North Portland, and it's just us men in the community coming together and talking to kids in the community that are coming in and listening and asking us questions. And so it's not even a panel thing. We just got a few different tables, and we all sitting there, and you know, you get some of us here, you get some kids there, you get kids at a table, and you get more speakers, and we actually connect on a level just at a table with, you know, my guys from Stubberger Cater It.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I think it's pretty cool because we got some really strong, powerful, transparent men. DJ OG1, okay. Seasoning come through, Sam Thompson.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
And you more than welcome, bro, if you're not busy on Saturday. Yeah. But
I can pull it off.
This won't be the last one, but you know, it's definitely an important group, and we really connected. We're trying to just give these guys a little bit of the information that we came up learning in order to get to this process of you know, just awareness and success, and you know, how to be transparent as men and how to build each other up, because there's just not enough of that going on. You know, men are really good about, you know, keeping everything in, because we're taught to be too strong to a point to where we can get toxic sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
And then we can it can be destructive to ourselves and our families, our children, and anybody that cares about us. And so we want to do our best to challenge that and encourage more conversation. So
right.
So with that being said, thank you everybody for listening. This is a wonderful, powerful show. Thanks my guy Donnie Can Jones. We did it again.
Thank you.
Next Tuesday. Tap in.
Yes.
Tap in.
Yes. Yes.
Calculate everything.
That was a good one.
With my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself, do it good. Spread yourself. For the pop chart.
My boy, I'll show you how your track.
What up?
Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG. That's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records I spin again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch your brother blend dope rhymes with no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Though some musicians, cuz at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs, they take a stand.
This is 90.7 FM, KBOO.
Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choose. A club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choose. A club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choose. A club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choose. A club going up.